Podcast on Digital Life every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, only on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We are back, as I said earlier. Welcome, 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 Lagos. This is Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info. On Digital Life, we are all about your future. Emmanuel, why did you... Emmanuel, what is this?
What is what?
Emmanuel, why are you making me a motivational speaker?
I don't understand. Today is your day again. I came prepared.
Lagos, Emmanuel said that the future is still so much bigger than the past. And what we do today determines the future we will get. That's what Emmanuel said.
That one is especially for you.
No, Emmanuel, that's your
thing. One is especially for you. What you do today determines the future you get.
Anyway, Lagos, the future. Emmanuel, I don't like this setup. I do not appreciate this kind of setup.
You're so welcome.
Anyway. You're listening to Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. And this Pioneer Tech Show comes to you every Sunday, 11 a.m. to noon, right here on Nigeria Info.
Yes, and yes, Lagos, good morning and merry Sunday to you. It's a great Sunday, you know, despite the weather, despite the drizzling of the rain and everything. It's still a great day.
Wait, it's drizzling?
Yeah, it's drizzling.
Gosh,
and secondly, I heard there's traffic all around. So, you know, despite all, it's a great Sunday. So how are you doing today? And welcome to Digital Life again. You know, on Digital Life, we give you insightful conversations on technology and transition to a smart life. Also on the show, we also have what we call Tech of the Week, where we talk about indigenous technologies.
That's right. On Tech of the Week today, we have an innovator joining us all the way from Owerri in Imo State. His name is Divine Prosper. If you remember, we tried having him last week, but you know... we could not. Internet refused to prosper that day. The internet refused to prosper.
Don't leave me.
Are you getting me? Are you with me? The internet refused to prosper that day. But hopefully he'll join us today.
Yes.
And Divine Prosper created a clean source of energy that can power your phone.
Let me blow your mind for a minute.
Let me finish now before I blow my mind.
That is why when they want to blow your mind, they don't let you finish.
Leave me, please. Leave me, man. No, leave me. Go ahead.
So, do you know what I had a conversation with him and he told me, you know what I'm planning to do with this technology I built? I'm trying to eliminate poles, like normal poles.
Electricity poles,
from streets. So what he has is that he has a receiver in each building that gets the energy wirelessly. Without no kind of cord, no kind of wire, nothing like that. So all those poles that fall on people, fall on buildings, that you have to go buy poles, nothing like that anymore. So because it defaces Nigeria. If you see everywhere, streets in Nigeria, everybody has poles. But just imagine that kind of technology. And I'm just in awe of what this guy can do.
Anyway, as he has told you what this guy did without letting me tell you people what his technology is all about. Emmanuel, well done. I clap for you.
It's my day.
Anyway, Lagos, Divine Prosper, right, came up with this brilliant idea, okay? Created a clean source of energy that can power your phone and other devices with them just being in range of the device. Now, one of the shocking things about the innovation is that this same energy can light up an electric bulb without fixing it to a socket. That is mind-blowing. Like a light bulb just came up in my head, like, boom.
Don't leave me. Yes. We're going to be talking to Divine Prosper, you know, later on the show where we have the second segment of the show. But our very first conversation this morning, we're still going to be talking about cryptocurrencies. Last week we had Paco del Indian on the show and it was hot. Like the studio was literally hot.
I remember that. My highlight of that show was the man that called and said, hey, you see this Bitcoin, I think it's not a work. It's not a lie. In fact, they put it on my phone. They put it for my phone. I said, oh God, calm down. He said, no. He said, it's all a lie. It's a scam.
I can't forget it. See, I laughed too hard.
I tried to calm him down. If a guy could call me, if he could punch me, he would have punched me.
Oh my God. I laughed so hard. You dare not have that kind of person in the studio. He will punch your eyes. But the sad reality is that it's actually true. People get scammed. You know, people use cryptocurrencies to get scam people of their own hard-earned money, you know, because they don't really have the knowledge, they don't really understand what it's all about.
That's right.
And, you know, even more and more people, as more and more people want to, you know, get involved in cryptocurrencies, because of these little scams, because of these bad news that people spread, false holds that people spread about cryptocurrencies, it makes a lot of people not get involved in it.
Indeed, that, and also the clampdown on cryptocurrency trading, right, in Nigeria by the central government, Central Bank of Nigeria, of course. Now, that has affected the adoption rate of cryptocurrencies, you know, in Nigeria. We know this has, however, not affected the use of cryptocurrencies by Nigerians, because we get coconut head. We know they hear what.
When you clamp down on us, that is the time we want to be interested in it.
Anyway, according to a survey, about 33.4 million Nigerians trade or own crypto assets. And this number keeps growing. In Africa, Nigeria has the second largest crypto market behind South Africa. Now, while South Africans primarily use cryptos as an alternative investment, Nigerians use it mainly for savings.
So it got me thinking, I thought with our number, 200 million, you know, we should be at the forefront of it. If we are at the forefront of tech, like they always say, Nigeria is leading in tech world, then why are we behind South Africa when it comes to crypto?
Because, well, you heard what I just said. The central bank did what it had to do.
Oh, but then, I really love to know. You know, there are so many questions about it. You know, because we are giants of Africa. Even with the central bank, we still have 33.4 million people owning crypto assets. You understand? Owning crypto assets. So where does that leave us? Where do we go from there? And the question now is, how do we get the government and those in authority to see the potential of crypto and that it's actually the future of currency, according to experts, you know? And how do we get more Nigerians to see crypto not as, you know, scams, but as a legit mode of transactions?
Well, Emmanuel, so many questions. Well, we have got the answer to that question and all of your questions here in the studio, as we promised. On Digital Life, we keep to our word. We promised you last week that we're going to bring an expert this week, okay, to answer some of the questions that you had. His name is Oluwasegun Koshe. I don't want to murder this name. Emmanuel, can you? Did he tell you how to pronounce
it? Father Lord, I thank you.
Koshemani. Koshemani.
You tried.
Please answer. How do you pronounce that name?
The name is Oluwasegun Koshemani.
Koshemani.
Koshemani. Okay, Lagos.
We don't have Oluwasegun here right now in the studio with us. He's still stuck in traffic somewhere. But he's going to be joining. All thanks to Lagos. But he's going to be joining us soon. But for now, we have Favor. Favor works with Oluwasegun, and Favor is going to be answering some of the questions while we wait for Oluwasegun to join us. Olu is actually, you know, as is known by many Lagosians, he's a very popular figure when you talk about cryptocurrency in Nigeria and Lagos especially. He's known as Olu. He's the founder of crypto exchange platform BotMeCash, and he's going to be joining us very soon in the studio to answer all of our questions. But before then, Favor is going to be in his place. And Favor, how are you doing today, bro?
Fine, thank you, Manuel. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you ready for the questions?
Well, bring it on.
We have a lot of questions. You see, when we opened the phone lines last week, you know, what it felt like was that Paco raised a lot of people's interest. So the phone calls, the questions was overwhelming. I have to admit, it was overwhelming. People had so many questions. They want to understand how it works. They have ceaseless questions. But the very first question, you know, on everybody's lips is, what is crypto? What is cryptocurrency? And, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, Dogecoin, all of them. Is it a scam? Is it legit? That is the first question on the lips of all Nigerians, Lagosians.
So I think there are about three questions there. What is crypto? Next one is what? Is it a scam? And then the last one is what?
Is it legit?
Is it legit? So first thing, crypto is just a virtual digital currency. That's in short, it's a virtual digital currency. right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
It's a virtual digital currency. And is it a scam? No. We've had people exploit other means of payment or traditional means of currency, right? So crypto is not in isolation. Just like people scam others with traditional means of payment, mm-hmm. Naira, fiat, other means of payment can also be exploited if you do not understand. So first thing, crypto is just a virtual digital currency. Crypto is not scam. It's based on the intent, right? If I'm to do business with you and to give you traditional fiat like mm-hmm. the US dollars or Naira, for example, mm-hmm. if you're not careful, I could actually give you an already spent dollar or an already spent Naira if it's counterfeit, right? So people exploit systems, right? So is it scam? It's not scam. It's just based on the intent. It's a digital currency. And the last one is what? The last
question. Legit.
Crypto is legit. Trust me. And you mentioned some other cryptocurrencies like
Ethereum,
Dogecoin. Well, yeah. Interesting thing about Botme Cash and then why I so much believe in the dream of Olu is that they don't do shit coins, right? And by shit coins, I mean Ethereum.
Okay, so there's some words you can't use on radio. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please. Let me come in there. You see, I understand how everybody has their own crypto that they belong to. It's okay. More like a football team. So you support Man U does not support Arsenal. Mm, Arsenal does not support Chelsea.
Why did you use Man U?
Manu, because it's a club.
Manu
is a
please,
football club.
I do not mean any offense to all Manu fans out there. Cry your crying, please. I'm asking about cry your crying, please. So no offense to the Manu guys, Sha. But we have different
cryptocurrencies.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand some people say are stronger than some. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the thing is this. How do we identify those ones that are stronger? Because some people do not believe, even you, that is even the crypto trade, do not believe in some cryptocurrencies.
Before he even answers that question, right? A lot of people hear about cryptocurrencies, but don't really, are very skeptical about, about dealing in cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. A lot of people call and say, what is even cryptocurrency? How do we start? What do we do? So, The question that I really like to have answered right now is, why are people skeptical? Why do you think a lot more people are skeptical about cryptocurrencies? In fact, when Bitcoin crashed, people were like, hey, Bitcoin has crashed. So that is the end. But why though? And what is the reason for that?
So first thing about it is understanding the process of adoption, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Adoption is the big word. If the federal government comes and say they want to add an extra percent of tax to VAT, right? Some people are going to clamor, right? And all of that stuff. Adoption is one of the big things that happens, right? And, let me take it down memory lane. We were using cowries, mm-hmm. and then when they brought out paper money, do you think everybody adopted, quickly? They were early adopters, they were late boomers and the rest of them. So do you think people actually, embraced it just like the way it is right now? No. So just like every other currency, adoption is a thing. Mm. There are principles to life. Adoption is still part of it. So people are shouting, what is Bitcoin? What is that? Because the adoption process is still very low, right? As much as quite some handful of Nigerians, right, actually do, are exploring that part, but the adoption process is the reason why people are saying what exactly is Bitcoin.
You can adjust the mic to mm-hmm. how you that you don't have to stress or strain mm-hmm. yourself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, adoption is just a major thing. That's the word I'm going to put in here. Not everybody will accept it, and so many people will clamor, what exactly is this? How do I get started? Right? How do I spend Bitcoins? And I'm using Bitcoins, right? Because that's what Botme Cash does. Yeah.
Yeah, so when we talk about this, when do you think there was a boom, crypto boom in Nigeria? I remember I was hearing it maybe 2016?
2016. Within that point, right? And 2016 up until, I think Bitcoin halved in 2018 or 2019. 2020 or so. So yeah, there was it boomed within that 2016 up until when it halved. That people were like, what's going on? Right, Bitcoin this, Bitcoin that, da 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 da. So yeah. within that 2016 period, like people were, you know, really celebrating, you know, exactly getting interested, you know, people were sending themselves big campaign in Bitcoin. Interesting.
I remember there was this massive rave that time. Yeah. Oh my God, if you didn't have, excuse me, if you didn't have Bitcoin, you were poor. Literally. It was that serious.
Yeah.
And I remember buying like 2K worth of it, 2,000 Naira.
But if you head on
just
to that 2,000,
sure. Yeah.
No. But if you head on to that, how much is it worth? What's 2,000 today?
Just one quick.
I sold it, Shah.
Wow.
No, but let's get an estimate of what it is today. You know, an idea of what it is today, because I knew after the whole Bitcoin thing, quite 2020, I think that was when Ethereum started hitting Nigeria, like on every side, everybody was talking about Ethereum. There was an Ethereum blue. It was more like Bitcoin was going to fade.
Yeah.
And then we had that was even not quite long ago. We had Tesla, Elon Musk putting some money into another crypto.
Dogecoin. Yeah.
So he put another money into Dogecoin. So that's like three.
There are actually so many.
Can we even speak to the volatility and why? Why cryptocurrencies are so volatile? I think that's one reason a lot of people are skeptical about, you know, because you don't want to put your money when it's high and then as enough.
Exactly. So that's why a lot of people see it as an investment or as you're trading forex.
Yeah.
Get rich quick scheme.
So cryptocurrency, just like some fiat, right, are quite volatile. The likes of cryptocurrencies, basically. And there's so many reasons, you know. In the US or some parts of the country now, or of the world now, they are kind of people they call the whales, or maybe the feds, for example. If the feds decide to, you know, take out a large sum, right, it's definitely going to dip. I don't know if you get me.
Okay.
If they decide to take out a large sum, for example, in Bitcoin, it's definitely going to dip, right? It's only adoption that raises the price. So the more people we have, you know, making use of Bitcoin, the more money, you know, that comes into the system. So adoption actually increases it. Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
So that's basically it. So I'm just trying to use it. I don't want to use so much, you know, trying to be good so our audience will really understand. So it's just like, how do I do it? So you have a pool, for example, and then you have put in 100,000. The moment you take out 70,000, what happens?
It reduces.
So that's just the thing. So but adoption actually increases, makes it go up in value. So the moment it goes up, you know, we know people are, you know, trying to adopt it. So Paco de la India, right? I know I met Paco like 3 weeks ago, and I could see the work about around it, adoption that he's doing through Bitcoin education. Oluwasegun Koshemani, for example, runs, but you know, and then you know, does stuff around Bitcoin education with Satoshi Journal, right? Adoption, all of this process around adoption, you know, education, remittances, all of this increases in value. Interestingly, there was actually 3 weeks ago when Paco was in Nigeria, I think he's still around. We explored some spots, right, and asked them if they could accept payments in Bitcoin. The CBN only said banks should not process this and that and that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't stop people from doing P2P, for example, right?
That's person to person.
Person to person, yeah. It doesn't stop people from that. So I don't think that's an issue. So we can actually see adoption process in action. Going to merchants, can you receive this and that, right? They say yes, that is adoption. Going to, you know, a group of communities, teaching them about the future of money, right? That is still adoption.
The future of money, you say. But what if people just, in as much as this crypto education is going on, right? There are still people who are very lackadaisical about the whole process, about what it is. Mm. So my question now, and I know it's a wild question, but what if the whole world decides that, you know what? No more Bitcoin, no more cryptocurrencies.
Well, there wouldn't be that.
Can that even happen?
It can't happen.
Why not?
Why do you think so?
Right, look at the inflation rate, for example. You know, the US pumped how many billion dollars just to meet up with expectations? With Bitcoin, all of this would have, Nigeria, for example, can raise its GDP, right? If they should begin to accept, you know, they should make it not like a legal tender, for example. But we could actually solve most of Nigerians' problems, you know, by adopting the innovative process around, you know, cryptocurrency. We've had people build amazing solutions that leverage cryptocurrency. We can actually make borderless payments, you know, remittances using crypto. We don't have to depend so much on the kind of tough charges that comes, you know, with sending the USD or the Naira. But with crypto, it's instant, max 10 minutes. You get 3 confirmations, for example, in Bitcoin, right? And boom, somebody in Rwanda, somebody in the US, someone in Canada has received this. But I'm not trying to push any other brand, but if you use some of the fiat alternatives, for example, they take sometimes 3 days to hit your account. And then you have to have a domestic account, for example, if you're trying to send Naira, or they have to give you a code, you have to go to the bank. You know, all of those processes, it's kind of tedious or mundane, for example.
So why do you think that it's the federal government, what in your opinion is the reason the federal government decided to clamp down on, you know, letting banks incorporate this mode of payment and transaction?
So I really do not know why the CBN did that, because I don't work with the CBN.
Ah.
First.
But there is this scare.
Let's talk about that scare.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the scare is just, it's beyond just the, unfortunately, the government is trying to play catch up with the game. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put Bitcoin one side aside, for example, mm-hmm. cryptocurrency aside, and then let's try the startup ecosystem, mm-hmm. and I'll relate the two together. Now, we had the startup bill, for example, and then we found out that someone, you know, we had to push the startup bill to ensure that there was an inclusive policy that will favor startups. Right, and you could see that the government was just trying to play catch up and then see how can we, you know, what's the word now? How can we, cage these startups? Let them not, you know, I don't know, I don't want to use the wrong word, right? But how can we cage these startups? But you see that policies are not even, out there to make businesses thrive. Some countries, you know, have adopted Bitcoin as a means of payment, right? What happens? You can see their country booming. So the government is just trying to play catch up with the game. Oh, let's not try, you know, if they had not done that to cryptocurrency. So our traditional banking system will not even be around. There's some, the likes of, I don't want to call some names, but the likes of some cryptocurrency exchange platforms, they are bigger than some banks in Nigeria. So imagine when the federal government says, CBN says, for example, you know, let's push out this, you know, as let everybody, you know, do as a wish, for example. Mm-hmm. Some of our traditional banking systems will actually either have to merge, or they have to, you know, declare, you know, they have to merge, for example. So that's the thing. So the fear, you know, with the traditional banking system is more, I think it's the reason, I think, I don't work with the CBN, but I think it's the fear, the scare that people are going to switch, you know, from traditional banking to, there's so many, you know, crypto, you know, innovative processes. There is even, you cannot even do crypto on a USSD phone, for example. That's how it sounds, that crazy. So for those that we call the unbanked, they can even still engage in cryptocurrency exchange processes.
Without a smartphone.
Machankura, if you allow me.
Okay, so let's talk about the scare. One of the scares, you know, aside this financial, you know, leaving the traditional banks to crypto firms and fintechs, is also the scare of, you know, transactions being anonymous.
That's right.
Yeah. Going to, you know, and we fraud. Have a situation where
transactions being anonymous and fraud.
Mm-hmm. You know, even as far as money laundering.
Yes.
So that is a genuine scare.
Exactly.
Now, what do you think about that?
So there are two ways to address it. So rather than say, okay, I don't want banks to process transactions that are related to crypto, I'd rather say let crypto exchange platforms run some sort of KYC system. So it has to be a centralized exchange.
We tried to use words that we know. I know it's know your customer, but then the audience. So use it so that they can really understand.
So KYC is know your customer.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two directions to it. Normally, cryptocurrency should actually be decentralized, anonymous, you know, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But another way to still, you know, hold this innovation by the left hand and then still try to engage the stakeholders is, why don't you say, okay, cryptocurrencies, you know, have exchange platform, have like a know your customer system. So rather than me creating a Bitcoin wallet, for example, let there be a KYC that links me. It might be my national ID, for example, right? It might be something. But in the world out there, it's supposed to be decentralized.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not supposed to know whether Emmanuel has a blockchain account, a Bitcoin account, or whatever, or cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm.
right? So the KYC, the know your customer, like what traditional banks do, mm-hmm. is actually one way to actually, you know, curb, you know, cryptocurrency frauds and the rest of them.
Do you think fintechs and crypto exchange platforms are actually open to this?
So,
because it like you said already, it already goes against the, you know, the functions or the way the the blockchain system ecosystem is built, the crypto ecosystem, what it's for. You understand? Because it's meant to be anonymous. It's meant to not understand or not know, so that nobody can come in between the transactions.
That's right.
But now you know the person, you know, doing these transactions or to this.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think about that?
So, like I say, I'm saying, like the Nigerian government, the CBN, for example, is trying to look out for innovative processes to boost the economy, to raise the GDP.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than saying, we're going to clamp down on this and that, you know, related to crypto, I would rather say, let's do KYC. Put, you know, I want to see KYC. I want to see compliance with KYC, you know, your customers,
mm-hmm.
with all of the traditional P2P systems, that's peer-to-peer systems. I want to see KYC. So when there's a fraud,
mm-hmm.
we don't have how to trace it. So in the US, there's a social security number. In Nigeria, there's a national identity number. In Lagos, there is one other one that's just out now. So with all of these details, like, they can actually, you know, see, you know, do a follow through. They can follow the money, for example, and then know, mm-hmm. this is what this happened, and then they can, you know, reduce all of the risks that comes with crypto scam.
So let's come back to adoption, as you said earlier.
Yeah,
a lot of people have never traded with cryptocurrency before. They don't even know how to start or where to start from. What would you say to those people?
So so the thing is, there's so many ways. Just a normal Google search will actually guide you,
mm-hmm.
right? There are so many, right? Not trying to promote any, but just there are so many out there, right? If you are following Koshimani Olu on Twitter, for example, you will see that he pushes contents all out there on crypto education.
Great, but not many persons are on Twitter.
So not on Twitter, Instagram.
So okay. At the end of the day, we know that when we talk about cryptocurrencies, it's most likely the younger generation of people
that are pushing it, adopting it,
that tend towards it. But then again, there are some people who are not as young that would want to get involved. So what would you say to those people? Will you tell them to go and now open Twitter?
So they don't have to open Twitter.
Okay.
Right? If they have a basic smartphone, for example, they mm-hmm. can search online and then they will find. Or they should reach out to, or they just ask, you know, an honest question. Oh, how do I get started with crypto? Right? You know, not just me, Lami, for example, Olu, for example, and the rest of the team, right? All of them, you know, out there, you know, preaching adoption. Go to a restaurant, for example, ask them, are you going to receive in Bitcoin? You know, and then you say, yes, that's adoption. Or, oh, what is Bitcoin? We put a word out there, you know, your stickers and all of that stuff.
That reminds me of, as we said earlier when we started the show, Manu, that young man that called. I don't know whether it's young, but he called and sounded very aggravated.
Okay.
So apparently he had gone somewhere
and somebody
preached about Bitcoin to him or so, or cryptocurrencies to him.
Yeah.
They said that he according to what he said last Sunday, an account was open for him and stuff, that he could see the money in his account but could not access it.
The thing was that he sounded like it was physical, like they gave him the coin.
Yeah.
Like, hold this coin. See,
so,
and truly, when I began hearing of Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
that was exactly my thought.
Yes.
Like, to something like a coin that you hold and you
put in your pockets.
So it's a virtual digital currency.
So, no, many people do not understand it that way.
I want you to speak to that misconception.
So, crypto is a virtual, and I don't know if I can actually. There's another word that can use to replace virtual, right? You don't see it, right? It's a digital, just like the e-naira.
Mm-hmm.
But the e-naira, I don't know what's happening with it, right? But Nigerians still know that it's still our traditional naira. So just like it, so it's virtual. You don't see it. You can't touch it, but you can see it. But the thing is, when people, you know, get on crypto exchange platform, for example, they should be very careful of, you know, all these scams that happens there, right? They should always verify, always make a Google search. Is this scam? Or try to see the experiences of people on that platform before you even try to put in your money. That's the honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
In crypto, there's what they call not your keys, not your coins, right? So I'm not even supposed to have your keys. I don't need to know your bank
password.
Okay,
what do you mean by keys?
So for Bitcoin, there is a key, right? And then there is a coin. So the key is like a lock, like a normal key, a physical key to a vault. You open it and then you can see your coins. But in retrospect, that's not what it means. But not your keys, not your coins. I shouldn't know your bank password.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the bank opens it, as much as I know, they should centralize, but they should not know your ATM pin,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the pin gives you access to the account.
That's right.
So for Bitcoin, for example, I shouldn't know your wallet, your private key, because it gives me access to your coins. So not your keys, not your coins. Your coins is more like your money, fiat, naira. Mm-hmm. So not your PIN, not your funds, not your keys, not your coins. So when you try to open up, you know, a platform for an account on any exchange platform, you always make your research, do your research, right? Mm. Ensure that people have said good stuff about them. Ensure that people, have given positive reviews about them, because that's the only way you can, emancipate yourself from all of these scams that exist out there.
Mm. Mm. Okay, Lagos, this is Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Emmanuel Onke, and with me is Yvonne Ohaifo. And we have Favor representing Oluwasegun Kosami in the studio, and we're talking about crypto adoption in Nigeria and really getting to understand what crypto is all about. A lot of you had many questions last week, and here is your opportunity to receive answers to all your questions.
You can call us on 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993, or 01465-7190, 01465-7190. Alternately, you can send a message on WhatsApp 0809597585, 0809597585. Hello.
Hello, Yvonne.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for bringing the expert. I was the one that saw my money. I could not touch it.
Okay, welcome back, sir.
I'm an elderly person.
Okay.
Now, I asked one question last week. I don't know. The meaning of the name you are calling or pronouncing is Koshemani.
Okay.
Which means it is a must to have it. It's dangerous not to have it.
Okay.
In Yoruba. Now, the question I ask, I don't know, your guest has touched on it, but I would have wanted to explain thorough.
Okay.
The key and the coin aspect, the verification. Then I want to know common market. Yeah, you can change Ethereum to USDT. You know, USDT is accepted. Then it will now be the problem if there is a platform now where you can now change USDT to dollars or acceptable coin or cash in Nigeria. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I'm sure the guest will have answers. Go ahead, please.
Okay, first thing, thank you so much for that question. I mean, that's one of the questions people ask. What is key? What are keys? What are coins, right? Mm-hmm. I'm speaking particularly for Bitcoin, right? For Bitcoin, there is a key. There's a wallet key or private key. And then your coins is like that digital currency. So if you have one Bitcoin, for example, right? That's the Bitcoin as a coin. Then there's a key. So just like your ATM or there is a PIN. And then the money inside is the coin.
Mm-hmm.
So using the PIN will give you access to the funds. So using your wallet key will give you access to your coins. I hope that explains it. And you asked about, what are I think you talk about exchanges where you can actually, switch.
Common market. Say yes.
To switch USDT to, I don't know how you call it, Ethereum to USDT.
USDT,
so
there's
so many.
Right.
Honestly, if you search online, you will see. I don't want to endorse any. If you search online, right, if you follow Koshemani on Twitter, Oluwasegun Koshemani on Twitter, you will see he preaches the word of, Bitcoin everywhere. And then, you can actually follow up to see a market that he's actually pushing out there. So there are so many. Honestly, I don't want to promote, but if you make a search, you will find. Otherwise, you can check Oluwasegun Koshemani on Twitter.
Okay.
And then you will find out,
Hello.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon, Yvonne.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Max. I'm calling from Oba.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this topic is rather intriguing for me. Hello to the guests in the house. I didn't get all their names.
Hello.
Okay, so let this make sense to me. If I'm the layman in the market.
Okay.
First of all, I know I have to operate on a digital platform. Okay, so say, let's say I have my phone. So how can I trade in Bitcoin if I have 1,000 naira? Or how can I convert 1,000 naira to a Bitcoin?
Mm.
Is it for the common person? Or must I have hundreds of thousands of naira to trade in Bitcoin? Because it's a question for me. How do you simplify it for me? You've told me if I go to the bank, I can open an e-naira account and use it as 1 naira with just my phone. So how can I do that with Bitcoin? Or anyway, he's saying Bitcoin because I know that there are so many other coins out there. Right. That's my question.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Before you answer that question, I'll take another call. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Call back 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Or leave us messages on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Go ahead.
So, to the last call of the call, I think, yeah, that's a good question. And I think that's what's on the mind of so many other people. So, for as low as 1,000 Naira, there's lots of, you have to explore peer-to-peer exchanges.
Hmm.
So, you can actually type on Google, P2P exchange in Nigeria, for example, right? And you will find so many. So, on that exchange, you will see where you can, you know, you can buy, right? You buy crypto and then you pay in fiat. Right, so it's a P2P exchange. You just go there. You know, the steps is actually they are very detailed.
Mm-hmm.
You just need your normal fiat, which is a naira,
mm-hmm.
and then you can actually exchange it in, you know, for maybe any crypto.
Yeah. Okay, hello. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what is wrong with the phone lines, but try if you cannot reach us via telephone, leave us messages on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Emmanuel.
Yes, it's actually a message. Yes, hey, good morning, Digital Life. Please let your guests explain the basic researches to make to spot a cryptocurrency coin or token that has potential to be profitable.
Hmm. That's a very good question because my eyes are on the lookout.
Everybody wants to get rich
from my eyes. My eyes are on the lookout.
I've been trying to avoid answering that, yeah?
Okay.
Because some people are still mining Pi up to this time. I'm sorry to the guys mining Pi, right?
What does it mean to mine?
So, it's a big word, right? It's a big word, but then Pi is more like a cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So people use their smartphones, right? I'm sorry if this hurts you.
It hurts me. It hurts me because I'm mining Pi, but
wow,
go ahead.
Wow.
But Emmanuel, do not wow me.
There was a cut.
There was a cut.
Emmanuel.
There was a cut.
Check it. Emmanuel.
There's a cut.
Go ahead and tell me why.
So before I respond, right? So this is the adoption thing. So she's mining Pi and then she didn't tell Emmanuel about it. So adoption is, I'm doing this.
Wow.
I think you guys should get on it.
Wow.
But let's keep
it. But you said sorry. I want to, Emmanuel, hold on. I will come to you later.
Great one, partner. Great one.
I will come to you later. No, I started mining Pi last year or 2 years ago.
Don't worry.
So I'm sorry. Emmanuel, calm down. When did I know you? Just recently. Our relationship is not that deep yet.
No, it's not. I am with
you. No, but seriously though, why did you say sorry to Pi Mine? Because now I'm hurt.
Well,
I want to know why.
Well, it's a joke on the street. That's why. It's a joke on the street. I'm saying sorry. Just like you call Manchester United. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
So what are you not trying to say? That Pi will never hit. Imagine, why are you laughing? Imagine, why are you laughing at bad belle laughter?
It's not bad belle. Sorry. Eh?
Because I want to get rich.
So,
don't be a hater.
So to the caller that asks, which of the, how do you spot? I am not in the best position to tell you how which of the coins will hit on a very great all-time high that will emancipate you from poverty. If you put in 1,000
Why did you say emancipate from poverty? Why did you have to use that expression?
That's the word, right? That's the word. So people actually get into it and then be like, oh, tomorrow when I'm going to sleep and wake up and then it's going to hit an all-time high and then I'll be rich, I will get
it. But that's not how it happens.
That's
right?
Not how it happens. So it requires patience. So for example, when I preach, the word of adoption around Bitcoin, I tell them, just buy and hold. You know, for every Bitcoin you buy, there's a lady, Mary or Emasion, right? She does a daily Bitcoin savings. So honestly, when Bitcoin hits like a large all-time high, for example, so when one Bitcoin is one USD, for example, like that lady has solved our generational problems, right? So I'm not in the position to tell you, oh, this one is going to hit. Oh, go and buy this. No, I'm not. No, make your research, do your research, and you know, follow your heart. Honestly,
0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. 01465-7190. Come with your questions now, so that you will not come and tell us that we didn't. I've said my own. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry.
You were talking about Mary Mashwa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was well aware of that. She started doing like 500 Naira daily savings.
Yeah.
500 Naira daily savings. And she had a lot of clambacks, you know, especially on Twitter. A lot of people were against the thing, especially with the recent, what was that word now? Crash. Okay. Of Bitcoin, you know, it got a lot of people frustrated. A lot of people who were prospects, you know, actually just pulled back because they didn't understand it anymore, because they saw people that were already in it, like putting their head down and shaking their head. So they were like, okay, maybe it's not time for me to actually go back in. But when do you see that there was going to be a rise? Because this one does not even only apply to Bitcoin. I think it applies to a lot more crypto currencies.
Right. Before you answer that question, let me take a few calls. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please turn down the volume of your radio set. Ooh, that sound is bad. Oh my goodness, I can't take that. Please call back, okay, and turn down the volume of your radio set. 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190. Hello. You people should listen now. Turn down the volume of...
Please go ahead with your answer.
Turn down the volume of your radio set. So, thank you.
So, for Bitcoin, I'm not going to say, right, because I can only just speculate. But the thing is, the best time to buy is just buy the dip, bro. Just buy the dip.
That's what I keep hearing. Buy the dip, buy the dip. Honestly, what if you now buy the dip goes deeper?
The dip goes deeper. And the dip collects all the dip. So just buy the dip. Like, you know, irrespective, just buy the dip. Mm-hmm. Like, look at inflation, for example. Now, you know, when Bitcoin now tries to, you know, gain strength, you find out that you actually get an extra richer, right? Or yeah, but I think you don't have to just don't buy with the long term in mind. That's just the thing I tell people. Right, when you buy Bitcoin, buy with the long term in mind. Oh, I want to retire at the age of 35. I just have to keep buying, right? So by 35, most likely, you know.
So I want to really understand this. So say you buy Bitcoin now, you buy 200,000 naira worth of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Then the day you buy it, it crashes to 50 or 20,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Is it that when it rises, that's that same value for which you bought it rises, or it's gone, you have to buy again? So, I don't quite understand it.
I've been on a lot of Twitter spaces, and the conversation is, we always try it, and I make the mistake sometimes, we always try to, you know, match, you know, put Bitcoin in parity with fiat, maybe US dollars.
Okay.
So if I buy one Bitcoin, I have one Bitcoin. I should not even bring in fiat or naira, that is naira or US dollars. If I buy 0. Let me say, if I buy 5,000 sats, so just like you have naira and kobo, right? You know, Bitcoin is denominated in sats.
For dollar and cents, yeah.
Dollar and cents. Mm-hmm. So if I buy 5,000 sats, for example, mm-hmm. it is 5,000. Whatever the value of dollar is, it's not my business.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I buy one Bitcoin, and then the price, you know, regarded to, you know, related to, you know, a fiat, mm-hmm. is maybe one Bitcoin to $22,000. Even if it falls down to 10,000, I still have one Bitcoin.
Okay.
I still have one Bitcoin. So the issue is, we always try to compare with Naira. Naira is just trying to match.
Because it takes a lot of work to get the Naira to start with.
That's the thing, right? That's the thing.
Okay, but that makes sense.
But you don't always try to make that comparison. Mm-hmm. I have one Bitcoin. I have 5,000 sats. I have 5,000 sats. The moment you try to now say, okay, I have one Bitcoin, it's 22K, and now it's 11K, panic sets in.
Let me take one last call, because we have to start rounding off. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Tisa.
Okay.
Okay, just for clarity, I mean, we are just trying to...
Can you speak louder, please? Speak louder and clearly.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, your guest is trying to bring more some clarity to the point that people are making, or questions they are asking.
Mm-hmm.
Just from my view, for instance, if you see Bitcoin, for instance, that you bought a land, the value of your land, I mean, the price of your land is 10,000 naira today, and the area starts developing. You still have the full square meter of land you bought, but the price keeps appreciating. So let's assume that there's no focus in the area where you bought that land. The tendency is there for the land to depreciate.
Okay.
It means your money is depreciating. But you still have that land.
Mm-hmm.
You still see that land. You have it available. You understand?
Yes.
So in the other case, someone asked a question whether you must have big money to buy crypto coins. The answer is no.
Okay. Do you have a question, sir?
Hello?
Do you have a question?
Can you hear me?
Oh, goodness.
All right, Lagos, we have right here, just walked in, Oluwa Shegun Kosebani, right
it's
now in the
studio. It's quite late. It's already 15 like, minutes to the top of the hour.
Traffic got you.
Let's do it. Stand up. Nigeria Info. It's been a long time I came here. Those days of Nigezi. That's when I used to come here, when I was the brand
executive. So we have a lot of questions. Yeah. A lot of people have a lot
of
questions.
Bring it on, bring it on.
But the thing that we do, I would take you on the side of engagement with the government on crypto adoption. Mm. What have you done so far? Because you run an exchange platform and you were very passionate about getting it adopted in Nigeria. How has your engagement with the government been?
So first of all,
speak directly to the mic. You can adjust it so that
It's been a long time. I came on a radio. I used to be a rapper, but I didn't
put you.
Music, you can always come back anytime. So yeah, shout out to all the listeners. Thank you, Favor, for doing a good job. I know you've been modest, but I'm here now to say the truth so people can know. First of all, Bitcoin is different from cryptocurrency. Yes, it's the number one crypto, but every other crypto you know is copycats. They all have venture capitalists behind them. So you must be very, very careful. They are not decentralized. XRP, Dogecoin, Ethereum, I call them trash coins.
Okay.
You must be very, very careful of what you buy. You are buying the things that somebody can pull a plug from you. I mean, I run an exchange. People offer me multi-millions of dollars. I can actually list all of these things, but many of them have human beings behind them that can pull the plug on you.
But Bitcoin doesn't. Why not?
Of course, because it's 100% decentralized. Bitcoin is money. You need to go and read the Bitcoin white paper. That is why governments are trying to really... they can't ban Bitcoin. No government on earth can ban Bitcoin. No human being on earth. I repeat, and I put $1 million on this. So... but they can stop the exchanges, like my exchange, like BotMeCash, BotMeCash. We are not an application, mobile application yet. We're on the web. Before the end of the year, we're going to launch a mobile app. Like BotMeCash, government can sanction us. They can sanction Binance. They can sanction Paxful. They can sanction
Coinbase. So they can sanction all of these platforms.
But they cannot sanction Bitcoin. We'll come into that. So yes, we're doing a lot for adoption in Nigeria. I can tell you, I know some governors that have Bitcoin. I know some senators that have Bitcoin. One of my favorite person, a great leader, that I wish Nigerians didn't see the unfortunate part that they saw of him. They should have given him an opportunity to do well. This is not because he's a user on my platform, but he's a great personality. I served under him in 2014. He was the ex-president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, one of the best personalities that we have. He's a Bitcoiner, and I'm proud to have orange-pilled him. You know, the truth is, this man kind of wish he bought Bitcoin for Nigeria. We owe a lot of debt. And if you buy Bitcoin, if you had bought Bitcoin in 2010, Nigeria would have paid up all our debt today. Hmm. It was $1 for almost 1,600 Bitcoins in those years. Today, they say Bitcoin has crashed. They don't know nothing. It's $23,000. It was $1 for 1,600 Bitcoins. Today, it is $23,000 for one BTC. One BTC equals to one BTC. Fiat paper money can tear. Fiat paper money can burn. Shout out to Nigerian Naira. But what can Nigerian Naira do in Cotonou? Ghana, Mozambique, it's 19% inflation, according to the CBN, on the Naira. But you and I know that when you go outside to go and buy Gary, groundnut, water, women buy lipstick, air, you want to eat a chocolate royale, it's about 32%. Even the dollar that our Naira is backed by has 9.3% inflation on top of it. Why are we backed by the US dollar? Shout out to the CBN for innovating the e-Naira, right? But then on what blockchain is the e-Naira built?
And that was a question I was going to ask you.
Ask me, let's go.
You is sound it, really pumped.
Is he really, yeah. Is he really on the blockchain? Or it's just, I don't understand it.
Sudo. Are you sure they are not at the gates and they are ready to pick me up when I leave here?
Well, we know that they came up with this immediately after they put the ban on
I mean, that's the hypocrisy of the central bank governor. You know, I like the central bank governor trying to innovate the e-Naira. That's our own sovereign money. But why give our sovereign money to BITT Inc., a Caribbean company to build? We have fantastic software developers like Favor right in front of me, who is a fantastic Bitcoin developer on BotMeCash. He's just been trying to be... saying here, he wants his CEO to come and do the job. So if anybody's going to get arrested, let my CEO get arrested and all of that. We have fantastic people in Flutterwave, Paystack. A whole lot of Nigerians can build. Go to Andela, you'll find builders. I'm not sure if they can really build on the blockchain, but then there are people building on the blockchain in Nigeria, being hired by companies all over the world. Why didn't you hire them? And then when BITT messed up, you got to call the Nigerian crop of developers to come and help you salvage that. We know all of that. eNaira is a fantastic innovation, but it will not scale if it is not interoperable with cryptocurrency. It will never, ever scale. That's why they have less than 1 million signups today. They have a speed wallet. They have a merchant wallet. What we use the eNaira is a surveillance tool of the highest order.
Well,
if you want me to,
only the CBN can say.
Let me tell you the truth. Come and sit down here and interact with us. We are young people.
Did you do a town hall meeting before you innovate?
No, wait. I have just a few minutes. Let me tell Nigerians the truth. Did you do a town hall meeting before you introduced the eNaira? Was Nigeria Info informed? Did they call you for a press conference to say, okay, this is what we're trying to innovate. What do you think about it? Our own sovereign money. You just went there with President Muhammadu Buhari and cut one ribbon. Boom, eNaira.
Well,
hold on, Emmanuel, wait.
We are definitely looking to get the CBN to come on the show because we did start this conversation about cryptocurrencies last week. Mm-hmm. Then we thought to have you on the show because callers had questions about cryptocurrency.
Unfortunately, the traffic messed me up, but I'm here now. Let's rush it. That's great.
And we don't really have much time. We even have to go.
How many more minutes do we have left?
We've got about 4 more minutes.
Okay,
rush me with the questions. Let me rush the answers.
Let's go.
To the end of the hour. But we'll have the CBN come on and talk to us about
it. Make sure you have someone like me or the person. We don't want you to tear off his shirt, so we may most likely not have it. You have to make sure it is properly mediated. The truth is, what is some of all these cryptocurrencies backed by? What is the eNaira backed by? Is it backed by the Naira that is already going through inflation? Naira already has 19% inflation according to the eNaira, according to the CBN. So what is the eNaira backed by? Ask if you earn salary now, if they pay you 100,000 naira or 200,000 naira, by the end of the month, your money is worth less than 100,000 naira because, come on, you know, the goods and services, transportation, everything keeps going up. Mm-hmm. So in January, if you had kept 1 million naira in the bank, you kept 1 million naira in the bank in January 2009, right? I had nothing. I had just $1. I bought Bitcoins, right? And my Bitcoin was practically worth nothing. Today, your 1 million naira will be worth less than 15,000 naira in the bank. Month on month inflation since 2009, and my $1 worth of Bitcoin would have worth $23,000. Who and who have succeeded? The growth trajectory of Bitcoin in the last 13 years is upwardness. Forget about the volatility. Volatility is vitality. No asset has performed better than Bitcoin in the last 10 years. Not Tesla shares, not Microsoft, not Apple, not Amazon. Show me and I will give you 100,000 naira now cash. The asset on earth, on this God's universe that has performed better than Bitcoin. I'm not saying Bitcoin is not volatile. If your shop, you buy goods and services for your shop. People, they come buy things, they come out. They come buy things, they come out. You, they make money. You know the stock, they shock back. Share the shop, going to go lose value. Mm-hmm. So that's what Favour was trying to tell you.
That's right.
Be very, very careful of the cryptocurrency you buy. And it's not because I'm selling it just Bitcoin. I had listed something else before when I saw their source code I had to pull out. So Nigerians, be very, very careful. I was born out of poverty. You know, only my mama and I ain't get money. My family get money. I don't know if my papa finesse himself. So I've been there. I've done that. And we want the CBN eNaira to succeed only if it's interoperable with cryptocurrency.
Now the thing is this. What raises the value for Bitcoin is adoption, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, if the eNaira is being adopted by everybody, because they've not been able to hit 1 million. So if it's adopted by everybody, is that not going to raise the value?
What's it backed by?
Raise the value of what?
It's backed by the federal government, isn't it? Shouldn't that give it some value?
The federal government that tells you lies all the time. Why are you guys trying to be obedient? I'm not here to campaign for anybody.
Nobody is campaigning for anybody. Whatever you say is your opinion. But, you know, we can't verify everything you say. You have to understand that. So, whatever the CBN tells
you, can't trust everything I say. Please use the right words. Don't trust me. Verify.
Very good. Now we can't verify it. You're just saying it to us. I don't have the time to start going through other process of research to verify each and every of your claims.
I know the developers that helped the CBN salvage their problem.
You did mention. Let's come down a bit, and then you said again that the reason Bitcoin has performed the way it has so far is because of adoption.
Not just that. Bitcoin is money. Bitcoin solved the problem of cross-border
settlement. But then again, how many years ago it was worth just $1?
Yeah, that's because your money is supposed to be Britain. What type of money do you prefer? The one that you put in a bank and as soon as you turn your back, the bank writes a capital letter IOU on it and it starts to experience deductibles.
Great.
All types of charges, stamp duty, cost of transfer. Good money, your money to the SMS chat. Boom. I mean, when you buy Bitcoin, you buy some you just buy some binary numbers. I mean, they don't ever move until you spend them. And it is proof of work. I'm not talking about proof of stake. What you have in the bank is proof of stake. The worth of what you have is what is basically what you're going to get eventually. But then it's, you go through some deductibles, and when it comes out eventually, you know, inflation is going to mess it all up. But once you buy Bitcoin, that value never changes until you spend. You know, the value that fluctuates is the fiat paper money in pounds, dollar, dirham, CDs, naira, that fluctuates against Bitcoin. One Bitcoin is one Bitcoin. Whether you buy a 1 naira Bitcoin or you buy a 100,000 naira Bitcoin, it is one Bitcoin. The value never changes. As 100 kobo is to 1 naira, as 100 cent is to $1, as 100 pence is to one pound, so is 100 million satoshi to one Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is measured, for example, when you buy Bitcoin, it's like 1.008 decimals, mm-hmm. or 0.8 decimals, right? Those decimals will never change until you spend it.
Okay.
And when you spend it, the exchange that enabled you to spend your Bitcoin kind of takes some amount, of course, because they are the platform. And of course, the miners would do the mathematical resolution. They actually are the ones that do the work to make sure that these blocks are verified and authenticated and it's added to the chain. Mm-hmm. They take a little bit. You know, you can actually own your Bitcoin without having it on the exchange 100% if you run a Bitcoin node. Nigerians, pay attention. If you buy Bitcoin from Botme Cash today, you can take it out and
You will have to come and run an 100%. Ad for that. You can't just keep going on.
I'm gonna give you Bitcoins right here. I'm giving Nigerians Bitcoins.
So I have a question here from someone, and say, okay. Please, can your guest substantiate the claim that mining of Pi isn't worth it? BTC was also mined before it's also adopted.
That's a trash coin. Pi has people behind it that invested in the
business. Did Bitcoin not have people behind it when it first started?
Satoshi Nakamoto designed Bitcoin peer-to-peer, decentralized, and the code is there, locked up. You cannot edit the code of Bitcoin. Even him himself can't. Bring the best hacker on earth, even the federal government the CIA, NSA, everybody in Yankee, everybody all over the world, there's a lot of money. Central banks have lots of money in the world. They would have trashed Bitcoin. They would have hacked Bitcoin. You can only build layer 2, layer 3 on Bitcoin, like Lightning Network. Lightning Network in the next 10 years, will kill the businesses of Visa, MasterCard, Western Union, MoneyGram, if they don't partner, if they don't interoperate. I am telling you the truth. It's like when they told you airplane will fly, you thought it was a joke. When InterSwitch came in with the cards, people went against it. Me, never. I will carry my card. One thing card like this, put money inside. Allah Majid, we'll put money inside the ATM, and it will bring money out. What if they rob you today? If you don't have a card, it's like you're not existing.
That's true.
Look, we have to go. Minutes to the top of the hour. We just have to go.
I mean, let's do 30 seconds.
No, we cannot. You came in quite late. Expected that you were going to come in much earlier. You should have left your house earlier.
Okay, sign up to Botnet Cash. I'm not playing. Because I came in late, I apologize to this. I'm sure Favour was not prepared for this. But on behalf of Nigerian Info, I'm ready to give about $10,000 worth of Bitcoin out now to any Nigerian, wherever you are. Before I leave this place, sign up. Even everybody in Nigerian Info listening now, whether on Cool FM, everywhere you are, on behalf of this company, please. And it's my birthday month.
Happy birthday.
I'm Virgo. On 26, I'm going to be, I'm not going to tell you my age. So on behalf of Nigerian Info, sign up to Botme Cash. Go to your browser, botmecash.com. Sign up Botme Cash right now, and you get some sats in your wallet immediately. All you have to do is to tweet.
Explain what sat is in 30 seconds, please.
No, like I said, sats are the smaller denomination of Bitcoin. Just like you have kobo, you have cents. Yes, you have pence, you have sats.
Okay, Lagos, we have to go right now. It's been an interesting conversation. Hopefully, we'll get the CBN to come and answer some of these questions.
Very, very, very important.
Twisted. I love what you're doing. Shout out to the CBN. But the CBN should, next time, you know, innovate what you're not going to be a part of. You don't innovate without carrying those people along. Carry Nigerian Info along. Carry all the press along. Carry the obas, the traditional rulers, the National Assembly, the Senate. Carry them along.
Great talk.
You know, carry people along and say, okay, this is what we are innovating on. How can we make it better?
Yes, That's it. Lagos, we have to go. I'm Yvonne Okaifo. You can find me and follow me on social media.
Call your handles again. Call your handle. Your own personal handle.
I mean, your friend has done a great job. Favour has done a great job already. Yes. He's called your name.
Okay, so Oluwasegun Koshemani, find me on Twitter or on Instagram. Just type Oluwasegun Koshemani. You see me. Sometimes I wear earrings, sometimes I don't. At Mr. Lami Lami Coach. I have a guy man name online, but I'm very, very legit. You can find us. We are not scam. Bitcoin is not scam. A lot of scam day for cryptocurrency. Beware. And they are enabling platforms that are making sure you're getting to that scam.
All right, then. Lagos.
That's the show for today. My name is Emmanuel Onwuka. You can find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. You can find me and follow me. Give us your suggestions for digital life. And next week, we bring you another great package. Hopefully, we'll have the CBN here to give us more insight into all of this.
They will come. We will bring them on the show.
We'll bring them on the show.
All right, then. Bye-bye.